Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder, this podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine, with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, July 1st, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of finance news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline. Offshore accounting services, a boon for U.S. businesses, says Wiz Consulting. Offshore accounting services are proving to be a game changer for U.S. businesses, offering efficiency, scalability, and high-quality financial support, according to Wiz Consulting. By outsourcing to qualified professionals overseas, companies can access a global talent pool at a fraction of the cost of an in-house team. With time zone advantages and cloud-based technologies, offshore teams provide round-the-clock productivity and faster turnaround times. Wiz Consulting offers comprehensive services covering bookkeeping, payroll processing, U.S. tax preparation, accounts payable, receivable, and more, all in compliance with U.S. GAAP. Their industry-specific expertise and use of platforms like QuickBooks and Xero ensure clients receive reliable, audit-ready financial data for strategic growth and regulatory compliance.
Investor news breaks. Beeline Holdings, Inc., NASDAQ, BLNE, raises $6.5 million, slashes debt to strengthen financial position. Beeline Holdings, Inc., BLNE, recently raised $6.5 million through its ATM and equity line of credit programs, while also reducing debt by $5.3 million in the first half of 2025. This move significantly strengthened the company's financial position, cutting third-party obligations to $2.3 million. With over $6 million in cash and approximately $40 million in shareholders' equity as of March 31st, Beeline is well positioned for growth. CEO Nick Luza described these actions as a defining moment amid anticipated rate cuts and rising momentum in its SaaS division, Beeline Labs. Beeline Holdings is a leading digital mortgage platform headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island, focused on transforming property financing with speed, simplicity, and transparency.
Global trade in oil, gas could be rattled by Iran. Global trade in oil and gas could face disruptions following U.S. airstrikes on Iran's nuclear facilities, in collaboration with Israel. GemXX Corp., OTCEMZ, is closely monitoring the situation. Any adverse events could impact the global market. Investors can find updates on GemXX Corp. in the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions and tailored corporate communications solutions. For more information, visit miningnewswire.com.
Investor news breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. Exceeds uranium production estimates at Pinyon Plain Mine in Q2 2025. Energy Fuels Inc. exceeded uranium production estimates at its Pinyon Plain mine in Arizona in Q2 2025, mining 230,061 pounds of U through June in June and a quarterly total of 638,700 pounds. CEO Mark S. Chalmers praised Pinyon Plain as one of the highest grade uranium deposits in U.S. history. The company sold 50,000 pounds in Q2 at $77 per pound, and anticipates selling 140,000 pounds in Q3 and 160,000 pounds in Q4 under long-term contracts. Sales for 2026 are projected between 620,000 and 880,000 pounds. Energy Fuels is a U.S.-based critical minerals company focused on uranium, REEs, HMS, vanadium, and medical isotopes, with operations in the Western U.S. and international projects in Kenya, Madagascar, Brazil, and Australia. For more information, visit www.energyfuels.com. Cannabis news breaks. Golden Triangle Ventures, Inc., OTTVH, restructures $7 million in legacy debt, secures repurchase option. Golden Triangle Ventures, Inc., ticker symbol GTVH, has successfully restructured $7 million in legacy debt through an agreement with a new third-party investor. This move consolidates five debt instruments and grants GTVH the exclusive right to repurchase the full balance for $4 million, offering a significant discount. This restructuring simplifies GTVH's balance sheet, supports disciplined growth, and strengthens its financial positioning. Golden Triangle Ventures is a multifaceted consulting company operating in the health, entertainment, and technology sectors, aiming to acquire and joint venture with established entities in these areas. For more information, visit Golden Triangle Ventures' website at www.goldentriangleinc.com.
Investor News Breaks, channel check by Noble, highlights Aurania Resources, TSX ARU, as 2D inversion reveals six conductive anomalies at Awacha. Aurania Resources, ARU, has identified six highly conductive anomalies at its Awacha porphyry copper target in Ecuador using updated two-dimensional inversion technology. The advanced 2.5D algorithm confirmed deep-rooted conductivity zones starting 250 meters below the surface, correlating with conductive sulfide mineralization and porphyry-related alteration. These anomalies show promise for porphyry copper exploration. To access the full report, visit the Channel Check website. Channel Check, a product of Noble Financial Group, provides institutional quality research for free to the public on emerging growth companies. Noble Capital Markets, established in 1984, offers middle market expertise to entrepreneurs, corporations, and investors, raising billions of dollars for companies over the past 40 years.
Should more pensions adopt Tampa Police and Fire's pure stock picking approach? MPI analysis finds its results could easily be replicated through a more diversified approach. Instead, Markov Processes International Inc. released institutional research analyzing the City of Tampa Fire and Police Pension Fund, known for its stock-picking approach. The study suggests that a more diversified strategy could replicate its results. While the fund has outperformed benchmarks, MPI's analysis shows that a diversified approach based on modern portfolio theory could achieve similar returns with less risk. The analysis found that the fund's Sharpe ratio was better than its benchmark, but managers could achieve similar results without relying solely on stock picking. For more information on MPI's research or Stylus Pro software, contact MPI at +1-908-608-158 or info@markovprocesses.com.
Rising concerns over systemic risks in the U.S. leveraged loan market. A new study from the University of Bath warns of growing systemic risks in the U.S. leveraged loan market, potentially leading to another financial crisis. Factors include underpriced loans, non-bank lenders, and declining loan standards. Default rates have surged to 7.2%, with borrowers turning to distressed exchanges. Key factors contributing to the risks include weakened pricing of leverage risk, rise of non-bank lenders, surge in securitization, and declining loan standards. Regulators are concerned about the market's size and interconnections, posing a systemic threat. In the personal loans for bad credit market, borrowers face high APRs, often in triple digits, for debt consolidation. Online lenders and fintech companies play a significant role in this segment. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Finance Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.